It takes a very talented musician to make a diminutive instrument like the mandolin into a big deal. Avia Avital is one such musician. He is the rock star of classical mandolin. In fact, he's the first mandolinist to have been nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Soloist. Above all, he is committed to bringing a fresh legacy for his instrument through virtuosic performance and commissioning new works. Avital stopped into our studios while in Atlanta recently. He came in to talk about one of those new works written by composer Avner Dorman, and he talked about how he came to pick up the instrument in the first place.
I was a boy. I was, I think, 6 years old. First time I saw a mandolin was at the neighbor's apartment. I was friends with this group of kids, who were my neighbor's three brothers. One of them, older than I, played the mandolin, and I thought it was really nice. I loved the sweet sound of it, the dimension of it. For kids, it's such an unfrightening instrument. It's such an immediate one. So I really liked it. And when I came to the age of what do you do after school, I asked my parents to play the mandolin as well.
You know, we think of the mandolin aside from the folk or world music context, we think of it as rather esoteric, 18th century Baroque. And I could see where maybe your parents or even teachers might have said, might be easier to make a living, at least if you played guitar. But that was never a question for you.
The opposite, that's the beauty about it. I was growing up in Be'er Sheva. That's not a huge town in Israel. It's quite in the southern part of Israel. It's a province. It's not Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. And we had this youth mandolin orchestra, which was extraordinary. And that was my first kind of encounter with classical music, joining that orchestra when I was a kid. And my parents, they had an amazing musical tradition in Morocco, but not necessarily Western classical music. So they really couldn't, I think, they didn't have this prejudice about like a violin versus a mandolin, what's considered a more considered classical instrument, luckily. So they said, fine, the boy likes the mandolin, we'll get him a mandolin.
Oh,
That
that's
was that easy.
fantastic. That's fantastic. And then to have that mandolin orchestra in this small town, how fortunate for you.
Yeah, that was it was really fun, actually. Like the mandolin orchestra as a format exists all over the world and here in the States as well. Usually amateurs getting together after work on the weekend to play together arrangements of classical music. And yeah, so it's a popular thing since the beginning of 20th century. It started in Italy, then spread out for really all over the world.
And here you are, pretty much the rock star of mandolin. I mean, you have created such a sensation and made such a name for yourself. How did you come to be known so widely?
I have no clue how to answer that. I mean, I think I from the moment I realized that this will become my profession, that's for real. I am a mandolin player, which was relatively late as if I compare it to my colleagues who play violin or piano that are pretty much set from a younger age on a determined career. Because I played the mandolin, because there was no one I could follow as like an international mandolin soloist, I just found myself doing more and more concerts. And then when I was, I guess, 21, 22, I just realized this, okay, this is, I guess this is my, it's what I'm going to do in life.
Okay, and now you're recording and you have, you know, a popular album. You're in this iconic picture of Venice, you're, you know, in back of you. How did you go from just having a great time playing as a young boy and then a young man to being engaged with major orchestras and having this solo career?
Yeah, that was a beautiful journey. Again, once I realized this is what I want to do for real, for my profession, I realized I have an opportunity to really offer something new in the context of a concert hall. Now, that was also the challenge. That was a big advantage. But that was also the challenge because no, you know, concert promoter sits in his desk and think or thought at that time, I want to have a mandolin recital.
Yeah. What we really need. Who needs all these violinists and pianists?
Yeah. And so I really found myself realizing that I have to go and present them with the music, give them the idea of what it is. It was it was beautiful to see. I enjoyed it. I still enjoy to see more and more places mainstream that are opening up for the mandolin. To name one, the Atlanta Symphonies is this is a huge deal for me and one of the milestones. It's a great orchestra, and the fact that they host a mandolin concert is pretty amazing. To give them credit for. And throughout my career, I mean, all the places I've been visiting, you know, iconic concert halls like Carnegie Hall, Wigmore Hall in London, and the Berlin Philharmonie, and my label Deutsche Grammophon, and so on. These are all, milestones for myself personally, but also for the instrument that I carry here with me.
Well, that's very humble of you. Well, yours is especially beautiful. Is it antique?
This one, I use it a lot, so it looks maybe older than it is. But no, this instrument is a modern instrument. Specifically, the one that I have here in front of me is from 98. So it's 18 years old. And it was built by a luthier in Israel, Ari Kerman, that actually it's kind of in the process of developing a new model of a mandolin that would fit the modern concert hall, that would be loud enough to fill a hall of 3,000 seats, without necessarily the need of amplification. And really, he did a lot of kind of, he's this acoustic genius. He did a lot of modifications in the traditional way of making a mandolin to fit it to the kind of repertoire that I play, to the kind of holes that I'm playing in. And we work closely together on this. And this so far is the best mandolin that I have found in his atelier. And it's my main instrument.
Well, let's talk about that repertoire. You have done your part to ensure that there's more of it in the contemporary repertoire, and you approached Avner Dorman, an accomplished Israeli-born composer, and he said that when you asked him to write a concerto for you, he wasn't very familiar with the instrument. What did you do to acquaint him with it?
With Avner, it was a beautiful process because we spent hours and hours on Skype. He was in New York. I was in Italy at the time. I was living in Italy. And it was really important for him to understand the instrument deeply. I gave him one of my old mandolins, so he had that in his studio while he was composing the piece. And we were just talking a lot and improvising a lot and really wanted to feel what is the instrument and also how I play it. What is the instrument? What does it mean to me? And through that, to understand what does it mean to him as a composer. And therefore, when he first sent me the score, the first time, remember, he emailed me the score to have a look to see if everything is playable. I was stunned. I read it for the first time. I said, this is like a mandolin player wrote it. It's so playable, everything, and yet very effective, and it's on the edge of impossible to play. It's very virtuosic. And then after a second and third reading, I said like, wow, this is like, if I had this talent, this is how I would write it. This is how I would compose it. And then I understood the real strength of Avner Dorman as a composer. When he write a concerto, I felt it was really tailor-made. I feel he squeezed out the best of the instrument and of myself as a player, and really putting both of us, me as a performer and an instrument, to the edge of our capabilities. One of this conversation I had with a composer, with Avner, was this is something I ask all the composers I commission from: what does, when I say mandolin, what does it say to you? What associations does it bring? And I remember him saying, "Okay, Italian film music, bluegrass, and Middle Eastern music, Arabic music, and Brazilian choro," I realized after getting the composition that he managed to mix all of that in the composition. You have moments where you feel this is Middle Eastern music, and then you have a few bars that throws you to kind of a bluegrass groove, and all of this the associations that the word mandolin brought to him were embedded in the piece. And this is something I see that everyone, I mean, the mandolin, yes, as a mandolin is an Italian instrument, but of course it reminds us of a much broader family of plucked-string instruments.
Avi Avital, you are a marvelous ambassador for the mandolin, Avi.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your artistry.
Thank you very much.
That was mandolinist Avi Avital. He performed Avner Dorman's Mandolin Concerto with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra recently. Avi Avital's recording of that piece was released in 2010. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.